What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey guys, Allison here. This episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour is brought to you by Third Love. Bra shopping is a drag, but what if you could skip all the hassle and find a perfect fitting bra in minutes? Check out Third Love. Their Fit Finder quiz recommends the bra that's right for your size and shape. Now you can try one of their bras free for 30 days. You just pay $2.99 for shipping. Go to thirdlove.com/happyhour to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days for free. thirdlove.com/happyhour. You're welcome, ladies.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex, and it's your paper edition. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip. You're just screwing up everything left and right. Your paper. We've delivered
paper.
A newspaper. Guess what? For about the next 30-ish minutes, or maybe 30-ish pages, if we're
a
newspaper.
Page a minute. Good readers.
We are going to drink some booze and spit some news.
We are going to be drinking the booze and spitting the news with our lovely and talented flight engineer extraordinaire, Tom Super Volcano Krajewski. How you doing, Tom?
Good.
So it's still October.
End story. It's still October. Yes.
I feel like we should say this every week until we get back.
Disclaimer, we understand you guys are listening to this episode in the middle of November, but for us, it is still October. What is the future like? Tell us.
How many aliens have arrived? guys.
What?
Just totally reminded me of this story. First off.
You say first off a lot.
Well, secondly.
Okay, great.
Let's start there.
Okay.
So I happened to be flipping through a television this morning.
You flipped through a television?
I was flipping through a television.
You mean the channels on a television?
Maybe. It's a little bit like reading the audio podcast. Anyway.
Yeah, got it.
And I stumbled upon one of my favorite shows to just be like bonkers people. Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
Fucking love that guy.
I love it.
You're far too excited, Tom.
But seriously, guys. They started talking about this thing that made my mind blow.
Oh, please tell. Please tell.
What?
It is called the Mana Machine.
Have you heard about this thing? Yeah.
Wait, what?
So I guess...
Mana from God or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
So they did this... I want to say it's the Bible. I can't remember what script it is. Maybe it's the Old Testament or something like that. But anyway, in one of these religious texts, there is a passage where they are describing this God person.
Yep.
But the way they're describing it is very specific. So it says that it has many, that this thing has many brains. That the brains are of many sizes and they're connected by these boxes.
It's like the internet?
Well, you ready for this shit?
What? Yeah.
There were these two guys that were like, this feels like a really weird way to explain God. And then they said, well, what if they were describing a machine?
Right.
That they had no idea what it was because they were like, we're just describing. So these two scientists. They basically said, let's read this text, this religious text, and based on how they're describing the physical representation of this God, let's draw it.
Okay.
And so they drew it.
You get one of those like forensic sketchers or whatever they
Sort of. Yeah, but here's the deal.
Okay.
It was a machine.
Yeah.
But it's a machine that they that does something.
It creates mana?
No. So it brings in air. Through this vent, which was, like in the text, they said it was the mouth of God that was bringing in the breath of life.
Oh, okay.
But they just basically, be more direct with what's going on.
I know. They were like, guys, it's a machine and there's a nuclear thing.
Mana comes out.
No, literally what it is it is a machine that takes the air out of the air and makes a food substance.
What?
That is, it makes this highly caloric food, algae.
Okay.
But they built it And it actually does this.
Oh.
And so they believe that it was what the Israelites, what allowed them to live in the desert for 40 years.
Yeah.
Because
oh.
it created, and they call it the manna machine because they kept saying that their sustenance was manna from heaven.
Right, 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 right.
That God was literally giving them food.
Right.
They were eating.
But they think instead they actually built this thing and they were calling
it
God.
Or somebody gave them this machine.
By the ancient aliens.
Like the ancient aliens.
Like the ancient aliens.
But here's the crazy thing. NASA
yeah?
is actually using the what? Same what? Exact technology
what?
To feed astronauts.
On Mars?
Just in general.
Oh, they will. Okay. When they get to Mars.
Yeah, when they get to Mars. But the crazy fucking thing is...
What do you mean? Like, you mean in the shuttles they have this machine?
A vending
no,
machine
it's a it's
now?
A type of... So they basically use this process to create this high-protein, high-calorie algae
okay.
that you can consume, and humans can live on this... Without anything else to eat. It's like the
Soylent.
Yeah, there you go. But here's the crazy fucking part.
What?
They designed the machine, and then they started running it, and they were like, this thing will run 24 hours a day. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
You have to clean it.
Okay.
Every week.
Okay.
And they think that's where we came up with the concept of a Sabbath, of not eating for a day.
Oh,
because they physically could not, because they couldn't generate food from it. One day
well,
a week.
Couldn't they have made the food the day before they got to clean it?
I think they were like making it and eating it as it was happening. Like I think it was
guys,
a process.
This is weird.
How crazy! The
wait,
manna machine.
It's weirding me out.
Isn't this also the same one where they said they thought the manna machine could also have been the Ark of the Covenant? Is that a totally different
no,
thing?
No, it is the same one. What the thing that is missing, the piece that is missing
okay.
with the manna machine is you need an energy source.
Oh.
And
okay.
they believed that the energy source
right,
could
nuclear,
be a small
right?
nuclear reactor.
Yeah. Yeah, so
and then they said,
what?
We believe that that was what was housed in the Ark of the Covenant.
To keep the radiation
a nuclear
from escaping.
Reactor.
But think about it, because
yeah,
the,
you know,
only the people
the
who, had the faith, who had the faith of God could see it, right? If you looked in it and you if you were exposed to the thing, you would lose your fingernails, you would lose your hair, and then you would die.
Okay.
Oh my God. So,
which is literally radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
So there is a... There's now a thought of there could be, like, the Ark of the Covenant could have housed radioactive material, and they would open it to use this manna machine
yeah.
as the power, but you would never want to get near the Ark of the Covenant. You wouldn't want to look into the Ark of the
right,
Covenant because
right.
you would then die of radiation poisoning.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that radiation
crazy.
Still, whatever that was, wouldn't it still be active today? Because radiation has, like, a half-life of...
Yeah, like, so, 80,000
there's
billion
a lot
years.
Of radioactive...
It exists,
yeah.
is what I'm saying. That particular
yeah, so
piece of radiation.
Shouldn't that be how they find the Ark of
yeah.
the Covenant?
Ooh.
Dude, I'm telling you, this
yeah.
is another great movie
call.
Idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. To use
Indiana
radio...
Indiana
Jones got it all wrong.
Where are you?
It's gonna lie to us.
Yeah. Hollywood. It powers a machine that makes food
yeah.
for the desert people.
Wait, has I think Blade Runner 2049's been out long enough so we can talk about
no,
like
I haven't seen
potential
it.
Oh, motherfucker.
What? No one would go with me.
I'll go. I want to see it again.
I wanna go with you guys. I'm kidding. No,
let me just say
I'm kidding. Nope. Just
I was,
what?
At the end of the movie, I was a little disappointed that this one theory that's been going out about why Harrison Ford is redoing all of his roles
oh.
is not true.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but he said that.
Oh, okay. Now you're kind of just
yeah.
basically
oh.
telling me what. Okay, gotcha.
He said that about that movie specifically.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'm not spoiling anything then.
Well, yeah,
kind of just did for me.
That's all right. You know, because also he shouldn't be. If that was also true, he wouldn't be any older. Like, there's a lot of. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
He wouldn't be any older.
Maybe I don't know what. Maybe you're being too coy, yes. and I'm being too coy because
oh,
of Tom.
Wait, are you saying
afterwards
that,
we'll talk?
Should I just wear earmuffs and let you guys talk for a little
yeah.
bit about this?
Yeah, take your headphones off, Tom.
Yeah.
anyway, long story short,
yeah,
Ark of the Covenant.
We're talking about two different theories.
I think so.
Okay, okay.
I think
yeah,
so.
I was, yeah.
Ark of the Covenant
yeah.
is a nuclear reactor.
Oh my gosh.
And the manna from heaven is actual
and
food
so,
stuffs.
So the theory
made
is that
an
alien race, an alien being brought down this stuff for us. And
you know, here's the problem with all of the ancient alien stuff.
Was it Elon
It
Musk?
Starts to get,
yeah,
I mean, honestly,
yeah.
no, it's not. But also, Nikola Tesla could very well have been an alien
oh
that was
gosh.
Sent, just like Musk.
Yeah.
He could have been sent because of the fact that when they were just given the technology, they kind of just deified it. And they were like, ah, you're missing the point, guys.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, I get it now. We just need to send a human-looking person
Bro,
to just be like super smart.
Yeah, I've
And then they'll
this.
Take it.
If Tesla was an alien, he wouldn't have died alone in a hotel room in New York.
Did he die alone, or did he just lose his shed his skin and go home?
I stand corrected.
Conspiracy. But this is the thing with ancient aliens. It goes from like... oh, yeah, yeah. And then they just make this giant leap.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, this could be this mana machine. We built it. And I'm like, fuck. Yeah, and then it makes it think, okay, Ark of the Covenant is radioactivity. Yeah, that does make sense. It's because aliens came and landed and shook hands and gave us these things. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
You lost me on the last jump.
I just read I just read The Lovely Bones. I don't know if you guys have read that book.
I saw the movie, but
I saw the movie. So I've never seen the movie, but I read the book. And the book, I don't care if I'm spoiling it. The movie's been out for ages. Also, it's not a movie that like we really watch all the time. But basically, a young girl, she's like 13 or 14, she gets murdered. And
Susie
then,
Salmon or whatever?
Yes. And then the entire story is told from her watching her family from heaven and like telling out the story about what happens to her family and what they go through and all that kind of stuff. And this concept of heaven in the book is a really like, oh, yeah, I kind of like how this works. I kind of like, you know, the logistics behind this heaven and how they've described it and whatever. And like the whole book goes through and I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's this one moment right near the end where she falls down from heaven and embodies another girl's body so she can have sex with a dude she's had a crush on this whole time. And it was like, it was the same feeling. I was
like,
everything makes sense. I can get behind this. Like, I accept the rules you've made for this world. And then it just takes this drastic leap. Yeah. And I was like, fuck you, motherfucker.
You're like, you
I'm
lost
like, behind
me.
This.
You
and then you do
me.
Something like this. It's like, this. Yeah. And then aliens.
And then aliens. You're like, oh, come on.
Why?
Why make it to jump?
Yeah.
We've talked about like religious beliefs on the show and like our afterlife theories and all that stuff.
We have? Afterlife theories?
Oh, maybe not. Anyway, so Heather and I have this whole big dialogue every once in a while because she's very sort of, I don't know what the, it's, anyway, I can't really think of the term because it's either agnostic or atheist, but like.
I think agnostic, atheist is no belief. Believing there is no God.
Right.
Agnostic, I think, is not caring.
Is not that. Yeah. I would say she's agnostic. She's like, there's something cool, maybe spiritual, about the universe. I don't understand it. Never gonna. I wouldn't say definitively there is no God, only science, fuck off.
Right.
That's, I think her stance is sort of like, I don't, you know, anyway, long story short. Yeah. I was in the mindset of like, and I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, but my whole philosophy on the system is, we will never know, pro or con, if there is or isn't a God. It is impossible for us to comprehend, like, you know, Plato's The Cave, you know, whatever. So it really then just becomes a choice of how do you want to live. I think it's more fun to live not feeling like when I die, that's the end of it.
Right.
I don't know what that other side's going to be.
Right.
But just I feel happier going, maybe it'll be awesome.
Right.
Maybe it'll be awesome. So I'm just going to go with that because that makes me happier. Right. But then Heather had a really interesting idea. I was like, oh, interesting. She said, what if heaven is exactly what everyone believes it to be?
Yeah. That,
so
that
heaven
was,
is
what
you think
heaven
is going
be.
To be
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is what you will get
right. that
out
was,
of heaven.
That's kind of the concept of The Lovely Bones. It's like everyone actually has their own individual heaven. And you cross paths with people in heaven who you want to see.
Yeah.
Like your heavens are allowed to like kind of cross
but,
those moments.
But in my mind, I'm thinking, even if you're like, if you're an atheist and you're like, there is no God, they're like, okay, then your heaven is, that's it, you're done.
Yeah.
Because that's what you believe heaven to be.
Right.
Start believing in something then, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I think in my heaven, I'm a Ghostbuster, like all the time.
There you go.
Yes.
That's a fucking fun heaven.
It is fun.
In my heaven, I get to visit other people's heavens because they sound awesome.
Yeah, right?
That's what I want.
Come bust some ghosts with me.
Yeah.
You can use an extra dude.
Yeah. I'll come in and be like, anybody, someone say they needed a guy to throw a trap?
Yeah.
What's up, Tom? How you been? It's been so long.
It's been so long.
Alex, shut up and don't cross the streams.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
Do you also get to be?
I'm going to Allison's
now,
pancake
Alex.
Heaven.
Yeah. Do you also get to be
brunch
like
every day?
Physically, the age that you liked your body the most at,
if you want.
Boy, what would that be? What age would you guys want to choose? Because like, I think I look my best now, and I'm 40.
Interesting.
Oh.
But you guys, and I know you guys are like, interesting, Tom, you're not that attractive.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, most people would probably be like, fucking no, I was great when I was 22, just out of college.
I had a baby face.
No, I get that. I get that. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I feel good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be like,
I'm kind of Like,
I mean, maybe when I was playing rugby, I guess I was like pretty ripped up.
I'm happy like now, but maybe like, if, you know, just like 4 pounds thinner.
Just four. Yeah. Mainly just the burrito I ate last night.
Yeah, basically.
I kind of just wish I hadn't had
that
burrito.
You know what it is? My heaven would be like, I get to stay and look like this for the rest of eternity, but I get to eat and drink whatever I want.
Yeah.
And not have to think about what I'm eating and drinking ever again.
Visiting Allison's Pancake Heaven.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Speaking of looks.
Yeah.
Let's look at this email.
Sometimes Chinese people are interesting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready for this? This
I don't know.
It's bonkers.
We're not like delving into something racist, are we?
I almost went there. I was a little.
No.
Yeah. Right. No.
Sexist, but not racist.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. You ready? Yeah. Chinese restaurant offers bra size discounts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So a Chinese restaurant has come under fire for offering discounts to women depending upon their bra size.
No.
That's horrible and awesome.
The local people complained. First off, I love the name of this place. And I'm sure it's totally like a little lost in translation.
All right.
Local people complained to the council after seeing posters advertising discounts for Trendy Shrimp.
Trendy Shrimp?
Trendy Shrimp is the name of the restaurant.
That sounds right.
Shrimp.
Trendy Shrimp.
The main city in the coastal Zhejiang province. The company's advert shows a lineup of cartoon women in their underwear.
Oh my gosh.
With the slogan, "The whole city is looking for breasts."
What?
The whole city is looking for breasts?
That's
not actually an untrue statement, bro.
No,
if like probably. Any city is.
It listed discounts for women depending upon their cup size, with greater offers available to women with bigger boobs.
That's insane.
It's just like the
it is insane.
How would anyone think that that's an okay idea?
This is what I'm saying.
Men.
Yeah.
Men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
Yeah.
First off, men are idiots.
Right.
Like just
we're
across the board.
Stupid yeah. and
generally
don't think
stupid animal people.
Yeah. Stupid animal people.
Yeah. But anyway, so Trendy Shrimp, obviously it took the sign down.
Right.
But they also said things like, if the woman is uncomfortable, she may talk to a waitress about her discount instead of a waiter.
But
wait,
what?
How does that help the situation, though?
No, but I'm just saying that like they obviously were sort of like really trying and failing miserably. Like, if it's okay, the woman can come in and be like, "Can I get a waitress?" And it's like, "Sure, ma'am." And it was like, "Huh? Huh? Look at these big old things. $5 off, right?"
Is the intent that they want to fill the restaurant with big busted women?
I think that is
100% the intent.
Wouldn't you just stuff your bra if you really wanted to make
discount? 100%. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, maybe there's some sort of test. I don't know. It's not my restaurant.
Well, no. Then we're getting into really creepyville.
Is it only for women? Could I like stuff the bra and walked in there and just said women, right?
I think it just says
male
women.
Boobs okay,
now I'm offended.
Well?
Now I'm offended.
But then there was another. And this is not the first time something like this happened.
Okay.
There was another restaurant in China that offered discounts based on appearance. In January 2015, a restaurant rewarded diners it deemed good looking.
Oh, gosh.
A month after, an eatery gave discount food to overweight men and thin women.
What?
Wait.
Why would you give a discount to an overweight man and thin women?
The overweight man's going to eat there anyways.
Yeah.
Why would you give him a discount? You're already making money.
Well, there is this whole weird concept of, and a lot of the like sort of indigenous people, like indigenous tribes in like Brazil and Africa, still have these sort of things, which is overweight men is a symbol of wealth.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So it's like, there's a reason why gout, which usually comes on if you have a high protein diet, high fat diet, is called the king's disease because it's, or the king's curse or something like that, because it was like fat kings that were like, my foot feels weird. And you're like, no, you have the king's foot. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, I mean, that was started in like ancient Greece, I think. That's why like the rich, that's why they would have those like eating parties and just eat until they puked or whatever.
Yeah, vomitoriums.
Vomitoriums, that's it. Because if you had the money to eat that much,
crazy.
It's like you wore your wealth.
Yeah.
As fat rolls.
Yeah.
I paid dearly for these rolls of fat.
But still,
now,
thin women.
Come over here and bathe my folds.
My gosh.
God, by the way,
gross.
There's a part of me that's like, I just want to time travel back to Roman time for like just a day. Just see how
just
fucked
see
up
like,
it was.
Yeah, probably smelled so bad.
Oh my God. Well, open sewer systems.
Yeah.
I mean like, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Shit rolls downhill, literally. That's why also fancy people lived uphill.
Yeah.
Because they were like, my shit rolls down on you.
Yeah.
Which is
so
disgusting.
Gross.
Although one of my favorite etymology things, the terms, you know, blue bloods?
Yeah.
You know the term blue bloods has to do with like being a rich person? Well, it actually is because...
Oh, you mean not like the cops?
No, the cops, that's a cop television show because of the blue, you know.
Right. Yeah.
No, blue bloods usually means like the aristocrats. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that exists is because back in the day, if you know how your blood looks blue in your veins?
Yeah.
So what happened is if you weren't wealthy, you were always covered in dirt because you wouldn't wash that much. So you could only see the veins of a person that was a wealthy aristocrat. So they started calling them blue bloods
because
you could see the blue veins.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's for the history lesson, Alex.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the etymological fucking terms.
Yeah, I feel like I'm learning so much on this episode.
Yeah. If you have giant boobs, you can eat for cheaper.
Yeah.
And also ancient aliens.
You know, there's a Chinese restaurant that's not far from here called... I mean, it's been here since I've lived in L.A. And when I first moved to L.A., it was called Hunan Taste.
Hunan Taste?
Hunan Taste. Over the last 2 years, they've rebranded themselves, and it's now called Hunan Tasty.
Interesting.
They literally just switched the E to a Y, and now it's like... But now, I like, Hunan Taste makes sense to me. Like, it's the
taste, it's the taste of Hunan. Hunan,
But now Hunan Tasty, now it sounds like trendy shrimp.
Yeah.
Hunan Tasty.
These shrimp are so trendy.
Yeah.
So great.
Is it a good restaurant, though? Because now
it's decent.
I'm still trying to find a good Chinese restaurant. I know.
Chinese food is so much better on the East Coast than it is on the West Coast.
It totally is. Yeah. We
Mandarette Kitchen, which isn't far from here, is pretty good. Mandarette Kitchen.
Oh, Mandarette. I thought you said Mandirect Kitchen. And I was like, okay.
What?
Direct Kitchen.
Yeah. No, Mandarette Kitchen.
I was like, beef Szechuan, rice.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Man.
I'm out.
Man, direct.
Man, direct. Chicken. Yeah. I mean, kitchen.
Kitchen.
Direct. Man, direct.
Direct man.
Chicken?
Chicken?
No, so I used to get this, my favorite thing as a kid when I would go to 456 in Falls Church, Virginia, which I don't think exists anymore, obviously. I would get beef Szechuan.
Yeah.
But the way they made it was so good.
Yeah.
Like thin slices of beef. And I mean thin as in like beef jerky thin.
Yeah.
And not that stuff. Like I feel like all the beef Szechuan that I have outside of those these two places in Virginia that I used to get, like the beef is just like chewy.
Yeah.
It's like got that sort of like cornstarch sort of gelatinous blob on it. It's not good. But what I used to do is I would take it and I would roll it in the mushu pork pancakes and put the plum sauce on it, and it fucking blew my mind.
That's so good.
It is one of my favorite things to eat on the planet, and I don't think I'll be able to eat it
ever again. We had Formosa Cafe in Chester, New Jersey, which was...
There's a Formosa Cafe there?
Oh, no, not the one here. No. It's called Formosa Cafe in Chester, New Jersey, and it was the best fucking Chinese food ever. I hope it's still there. It was right across the street, segueing to last week's episode, from the turkey farm. Yeah, there was a turkey farm in Chester, New Jersey, where you could go and
slay your own turkey.
I don't know. You might have been able to, but I mean, it was a literal turkey farm, and then there was a restaurant on the turkey farm where obviously you could go and order turkey. Yeah.
That is
I love
it.
It's like going to SeaWorld and ordering
orca?
Whale?
Well, just seafood at the restaurant.
Yeah. Dude,
not
SeaWorld.
That I've ever eaten at SeaWorld.
Have you ever been to SeaWorld?
No. My friend used to work there, my old roommate. And,
I used to go, like, that was one of the things that we would do down in San Diego because I was born in San Diego. And I would spend my summers in San Diego, and we would always go to SeaWorld. And it was, I now that I know what I know, it's like, well, fuck those guys. But at the same time, it's like, I used to love going up and getting, like, you would get, like, whole little fish, and you would go and you would feed dolphins out of your hand.
Really?
And I was like, it was so great.
Do they
great.
Do that anymore then?
I don't know.
That sounds pretty cool.
I don't know. But I mean, there was the Explorer Reef where you would go and you'd be able to touch starfish and like manta rays and like super things like that. And then they had the really fun shows, like they had the like a haunted house show with like this kid who was like,
wait, what?
Yeah, it's like this whole like SeaWorld like play that they would do that had like a seal
like,
was part of the was one of
like
the characters.
The stunt show at Universal Studios.
Totally that. But it was so funny. It would be like, what's going on? We just went into this haunted house and there'd be like a seal with like a thing in the like, was like in one of the paintings. And it was like, they would walk away and it would look at them and then it would look away and then it would look at them and then look away. And it was so much fucking fun.
A real seal? Trained to do
Oh yeah, they had like a bunch of different, there was like seals, there was an otter.
Does
there was
Universal,
like some birds. It was great.
Does Universal still have the Waterworld stunt show?
Pretty sure they
I saw the Newsies rollerblade show back in the day.
What?
There was a Newsies rollerblade extravaganza.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was
because Newsies is a Disney
singing.
Yeah, but
and
Newsies
they were
is
on
a
roller
Disney
skate.
Production.
Well, there's still and stuff up at Universal before DreamWorks got Universal. They always had
they always had all weird off stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would think Disney wouldn't allow any of that stuff.
Well, because they have Batman, right? They have Batman stuff. That's Paramount.
No, it's Warner
Brothers. That's Warner Brothers.
That's Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
But like Warner Brothers isn't Universal, so like Universal Studios had like the Batman show. Like they would do all sorts of like Waterworld. Remember there's a Waterworld one? Oh,
that's
you said that.
That's what started this conversation. Tom did not say that. I said that.
Anyway,
I said
Tom, let's talk about Newsies.
Yeah. Oh, Newsies on rollerblades?
On rollerblades.
That was a hot thing in the early
90s. Yeah. And they would come out and they would like, we're trying to run the news and now we're going on strike. And then like ramps. No reason. And they were like dressed in old timey clothes and they had rollerblades.
Rollerblades.
So much fun.
Man, I love Newsies.
Did that last like a day? Because Newsies was not popular back then. Now there's like a big cult following for Newsies, but nobody.
I think I was one of the few people who saw Newsies in the movie theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that? 91?
Christian Bale.
Probably.
It's whenever.
He was the lead kid.
I can tell you exactly what it was. It was when Beauty and the Beast came out as well because I saw him at a double feature.
91, 92, yeah.
Yeah. I saw a double feature.
2 months old?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is my gift to you on this episode.
That was two.
Is that mention
months
of your 2 month old?
Yeah.
You're like, Newsies! Wow. That's actually, that could have been a perfect representation of what happened in the theater.
Newsies! I want to be a newspaper boy when I grow up, Mama! No, I wanted to marry
a
newspaper boy. I want to come home to my husband. They were so cute. They were all so cute.
Hello, Allison.
And they sang and danced. They're not British.
Well, Christian Bale is.
Christian Bale is.
But he's not in the movie.
Yeah, but all of those, like, that
New
time
York
period, New York,
no,
are basically
like
British. Yeah.
They're not. They didn't say, hello, governor. They
hello,
like
governor.
This.
Fuck off, governor.
Never fear. Brooklyn's here.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. You got, like, the whole quotes.
Guys, I could do the movie for you the entire
this
movie.
Okay,
right.
By the way,
we're gonna
next Halloween,
I could be a newsie.
You should be a newsie.
On rollerblades.
On rollerblades. That would be amazing.
You'll steal another. Hey, bummers, we got work to do.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Since when did you become a brother?
I'm a man, but also a boy.
Who asked you?
What was that movie from, like, I think it was the 80s or 90s, where the kids are playing
Bugsy Malone?
Is that it? What? The kids playing gangsters?
It's either Bugsy Malone or
like
it's
all kids as gangsters.
I think it's Bugsy
Mayo's
Malone.
It, right?
Yeah.
What, that was maybe 70s shit. I don't know.
Bugsy Malone. Yeah, and they have the Tommy guns that shoot eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
People get egged.
No,
that's hilarious.
I believe. Look up Bugsy Malone because it's either that or.
Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, and it was so weird, though, because it was like there was like the flapper singers and the dresses, and they were like, I think she's 12. And she's doing the like sexy, jazz like, sexy singing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this feels weird.
No.
You know it's a good bad movie, which, Allison, you probably like too, because you like.
I do like good bad
like
movies, yeah.
Teen Witch?
Mm.
I never
Alex
saw
seems it. To get it.
Oh my God, Teen Witch.
It's a musical, and the music
it's
is horrible.
It's a musical?
There's music in it. Yeah.
Wow.
There's like a few dances.
We did the thing, Top That. Remember Top That from like, Top That? Top That, Top That, Top That.
Whoa.
You can go right to
you
Top That.
You have to see it, Alex.
No, we redid that scene for one of our TRS intros, and Dan Trachtenberg, the director of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
Recreates the Top That song from
if you don't know
Teen
this
Witch
song,
it's
right
amazing.
Look it up.
I'll have to look it up.
And by the way, my buddy Jeff Cannata was playing the guy who's like dancing off with him. It is fucking stare. I'll show you before we leave.
Okay,
please.
It is fucking bonkers.
That
it's like, what
amazing
are we doing?
Yeah.
It's definitely, I think it's definitely Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Because the other one is Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. 1976, Jodie Foster and Scott Baio.
Wow.
Yeah, so like Jodie Foster. Like 13-year-old Jodie Foster doing the like sultry jazz singing is like, this feels wrong.
Oh wow!
But I
she
remember
was
it was
with Scott Baio. That's why I felt wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was actually
supposed to be kids.
The whole thing is it's basically kids, but a mobster movie. And so, like, they have Tommy guns and they shoot kids, but they shoot eggs at the kids.
In the movie,
but then
do they
die.
Know that they're kids?
No, I think it's basically like. Just hey, here's a mobster movie,
but with children.
Our like twist on it is it's kids, and like instead of being shot with bullets, they shoot them with eggs.
Yeah,
but it's still a Tommy gun. They're still murdering the children. You know what I mean?
That's so odd.
Like, and it's not like they come back from being egged. You
right
know what I mean? Like, it's not like I gotta go to Florida because I got egged. It's like they're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead.
Wow, interesting. All right, do we have an email or something?
They're
we should get
dead,
to?
Jim. God damn it, they're dead. Maybe we'll do like an email. Finish it up with like a nice, fun email. Oh yeah, let's do this. Real quick. This is a quickie.
Okay.
It's from Mark. Hello, Alex and Tom.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
You guys got the box of scarves last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked around a bit and did not find... Stop. Hi, Allison. Paren and Hammer Time. But I did not find any pics of the dude's handiwork. Is there an Instagram account or can you guys post on Twitter?
Did we not post a picture?
I don't think we did. This is why the email here.
Oh,
I don't think we posted a picture of the scarves.
We didn't post a picture of the scarves.
So, next month.
Oh my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah. Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow when we record.
Or tomorrow. Tomorrow. Bring your scarves if you remember.
Okay. Yeah.
Try to bring your scarves.
Text us in the morning.
I will text you in the morning.
We have a good group chain going. So just text the group chain.
I'll be like, scarf.
Group thread. Scarves.
Yeah. Scarves. And you're like, I don't know. Anyway, I got to go. I got to go over there and record. So bring the scarves. Mark, we will take picture.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we will post it on the Half Hour Happy Hour Twitter page.
Yeah, I can't believe we forgot to do that.
I know, well, I know.
I can't believe. We forget to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We have all these like lofty aspirations, and then we never follow
through. There's
nobody
in charge of us telling us what to do, so we just
forget
these
things.
Need.
There's we need like somebody
producer.
Outside.
We need a producer.
Just be like, guys, bring the fucking scarves.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah, so it's not just a bunch of us.
Or let's take
around.
A picture and I'll stand there and somebody else take the picture and then post it, because otherwise it's like, we took the picture. And then we forgot to post it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's just slowly degrades.
Exactly.
All right, let me do another one. Oh, okay, so here we go. So this one says, Navi system stupidity. Oh, greetings, HHHHH gang. My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Allison.
Yay.
I love your show. I love to listen to your show while driving for work. I was listening to the Tom Splosion episode and have a Navi experience to share. My buddy had a fairly nice Chevy pickup with an in-dash DVD player and the still pretty crappy nav system.
Right.
He somehow talked Chevrolet out of a free Navi upgrade. So they sent him a DVD.
Talked them out of it or talked him into it?
Yeah. I think he talked Chevy out of a free, basically like he convinced them to give them a free upgrade.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. So they sent him a DVD with no instructions whatsoever how to install it.
Oh.
We thought, well, surely, since it's a DVD and he has a DVD player already, it just installs it into the DVD player, right?
Right.
Right? After lots of digging in menus, I found what I thought to be a button to start the installation. So he put the DVD in.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, this is how you install it from the DVD player.
Yeah.
I pushed it, only to have the entire radio face move down and reveal a completely separate DVD drive also sitting inside the radio.
Oh.
It then spit out an old navigation DVD to switch to the new one. To be clear, the only purpose for that mechanism in the car was to allow you to install a DVD navigation upgrade.
Oh my gosh.
That's like...
definitely stupid design and makes me really grateful for Google Maps on my phone.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye. Jason. How crazy is that?
That's really cool, though.
But it's like a secret door that
no
really nobody should even see.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get, you don't usually get the DVD. They just bring it in. They're like, oh, we upgraded your navigation system. You're like, oh, thank you.
Right.
But there's literally like all, and just think of like all the, talk about over-designing something.
Yeah, all the control that has to go into making that entire radio thing slide
down. Yeah, and you're like, oh, my radio broke and I can't figure it out. Oh, it's because the mechanism to slide your face down that you don't use, that broke, and so the whole thing's fucked. And it's like,
my gosh.
What?
Wow, that's
But then it makes sense. You're like, it wouldn't be just like in the DVD, because then you're like, why do I have a five-disc DVD? First off, can we all...
You don't need a five.
Can we all just remember the glory days of the multi-disc CD changers?
I still have one in my car.
You do?
I love this.
Yeah, but my car's a 2010, so it was like the end. You know, but I put them all in the same slot, and they just get like... You remember when you had to do it in your trunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's yours? In like the...
Because you would have the cartridge,
right? Front.
It's just in there.
Yeah, there's just a CD. That. I mean, it's not DVDs. It's a CD, obviously.
Yeah. But I remember that like fancy, like you would buy the like cartridge.
Yeah.
And you
would
pull the cartridge out and slide the CDs in and put it in your trunk. But then you would have to like sit, and if you wanted to, you could program the name of the CD into the CD player, because otherwise you have no fucking idea where the CDs
mine
are.
Mine literally just says disc one, disc two, and I just, by the way, the CDs that are in there, obviously since they've been in there since 2010, are like, It's like that Mika album. Do you remember Mika? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. He was like, everybody's going to love today, love today, love today. That song? He was amazing.
Like, is that like a 90s Disney song that you're singing right there?
He's like, he's like some Eastern European descent, and he sings like a motherfucker. He's like Freddie Mercury.
Interesting.
He plays the piano, and he's so fucking good. This album is one of the best albums I own, and I don't understand how he didn't become like a huge superstar.
Interesting.
He's so fucking talented. Anyway.
You should do a music show called My Disc Changer.
Yeah, M-I-K-A. But there's like I have Bon Jovi's Greatest Hits in there.
I have
Michael Jackson's Dangerous. Sure. In there. I have Michelle Branch's first album in
Interesting.
There. And it's like,
I don't know her.
Yeah. And it's like every once in a while when I go, you know who Michelle Branch is.
I just love that. Good. That's interesting. Don't know her.
Because you're everywhere to me. And when I close my eyes, it's you I see.
Oh, Michelle Branch.
Don't know her?
No. Anyway.
Keep going.
Don't know her.
But it's like anytime I take a long road trip, everyone's in a blue moon, I'm going to be like, oh, right, my old CDs.
That's crazy.
It's so fun. I know.
That's the
it's
only
like,
reason I ever listen to them.
I know. Well, cars must still come with them, right?
No, I don't think cars have CD players anymore.
I mean, the Teslas don't, obviously, but that's like,
no.
I don't know if like a normal car comes with like a 10-disc CD changer.
I don't think so.
Do you guys remember?
Because no one buys CDs anymore.
I know. That's, yes.
Yeah.
They still make CDs, though.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. So I have a buddy that runs a ticket reselling company.
Yeah.
So basically they buy tickets for things and then they put... Well, they've now started doing this thing where you buy a ticket, you get a CD.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want the CD. They just start showing up.
Right.
So I literally go into his office. He's got boxes, like stacks of people's albums. Like the Katy Perry album is just like boxes of them because he'll buy the tickets to resell them.
Yeah.
And that's the job. And so he's like, we don't even know what we're supposed to do with these. Like, they just have boxes. And they have like shirts. Like, people get swag all the time.
Like, now it's normally you buy a ticket, you get a digital download.
Right.
Not, but now they will sometimes send you physical tickets.
There was a deal for like, one of those meal delivery programs. And it was like, for $40, you get 6 meals. And I was like, you know what? I could actually use that this week of my life because it's going to be crazy or whatever. But it was for $40, you get 6 meals and a digital download of the Midland CD, which is a country
group. What?
Yeah. So I was like, all right. And like, I buy this thing for the food and then I get sent this link to have a digital download of this random country album. I was like, I mean, sure. Fuck it. What else am I going to do with it?
Free music. I'll listen to it.
I know. But I was like, wow, with my food delivery service, I get free music.
Dude,
well, not
upselling.
Free. I get download. Yeah.
Upselling. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They're like, do you like country music? Are you hungry?
Yeah. Both
I'm
of
hungry.
Those things.
You like country music too, though, right?
Yeah. But country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was just a country fried chicken.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like.
And country music.
Yeah. Oh, you like chicken? Here's some music. That's not, they don't connect.
Sure.
Thai food? Here's some weird Thai music.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't like the music. I just like the Thai food.
I just want the food.
Just want the Thai food.
Coconut rice. Coconut.
I feel like we should get some food before we move on to the next show.
On. I don't know. It's 30.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
It's half hour ish. We're literally picking up steaks. And going to the Los Angeles Comic Con right now.
I thought you were picking up the food steaks.
Oh,
like,
no.
Why are we picking up steaks?
No, I mean the tent steaks.
I know, yes. Now we're going to go do our live show.
We're doing a company move.
Which you guys listened to 2 weeks ago. So
yeah.
It's all sorts of timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. You can send us emails at halfhourhappyhour@gmail.com.
Ooh, that was close.
Forgot that part. We won't be able to get to them till December, but please email us because we're going to need a lot of emails for Drunksmas. It's coming up, people. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Please subscribe and rate us on whatever you listen to us on. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. I say this every week and I don't know why I never remember. My brain sort of stops at some point. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Haislip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us this week, as always, the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Super Volcano Krajewski.
Hey.
Bye.
Have a good one. See you guys.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.